I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, January 15th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joe and Wolverine saying, hey, Trucker, have you ever thought about broadcasting on AM? I said, no. Why? He said, because a lot more coverage area. I've listened to WTCM all the way up in the Upper Peninsula. Two major problems with AM. Two major problems. AM signals are transmitted in the ground, in the earth, the core of the earth. FM is line of sight antennas. The good part about AM, because it's transmitted in the ground, you're right, the range is a lot farther. However, when the sun goes down, most AM stations are on power reductions. Early in the morning, when it's dark out, like it is right now, early in the morning, doesn't get light now until about 8:17, AM stations are on reduced power. So your morning shows don't have the range that the daytime shows have. Number two, the FCC is in the process of converting AM to military and government use only. Commercial shows like ours, where we have advertisers during this show and during the music, well, they're all getting moved to FM transmitters. So if you have an AM station like WTCM, within a very near future, you won't be hearing them on 580 AM anymore. They're going to be getting an FM transmitter signal that will not come anywhere near as close as their footprint is on the AM during the day. As a matter of fact, some auto manufacturers just a few years ago were talking about eliminating AM bands on radios in vehicles. They were only going to provide satellite and FM. Because of this new move that the FCC is making, giving AM to military and government operations. AM stations are being sold a dime a dozen right now. Unless they come with an FM translator, they're not worth anything. So, good question, Joe. Glad you gave me the opportunity to explain that, because I have had people ask me that before. Rich, get up. Yes, Emmett County Commissioner. Jason Wentworth was the speaker before Joe Tate. An absolute dud of a Republican speaker down in Lansing. That's why I couldn't remember his name. Never been on the show, never heard of the guy. Complete dud, as far as I'm concerned, for speaker. Well, this Matt Hall is shaking things up. I think he's going to divide the Democrat caucus, and I think he's going to get some moderate, fiscally conservative, common sense Democrats to join the Republican caucus. Karen Whitsitt? Absolutely. I want to meet that woman. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Well, Lansing is in committee hearing mode right now as we speak. Yesterday afternoon, in a full committee room, including two, not one, but two overflow rooms, and over 50 requests to testify in the first meeting of the House Select Committee on Protecting Employees and Small Businesses, which was taking testimony from the public on House Bills 4001 and 4002 yesterday. The Anderson House Office Building's largest committee room was packed with servers wearing orange Save My Tips t-shirts or their related restaurants merchandise that they were wearing, especially while serving food. Bill sponsors John Roth, my state rep from Interlochen, and Jay DeBoer from Clay warmed up the panel before servers, business owners, first responders, and others took the floor. Schutte, making a little bit of a joke, kind of following his dad's famous motive operandi. Bill Schutte Sr. used to go around to Republican meetings and pour coffee for us. Schutte said, "I hope everybody has packed a snack and a cup of coffee," which he said just ahead of the hearing ending, just shy of the two-hour mark, 2 hours of testimony. Normally, they give like 2 or 3 minutes for you to speak. So let's say they stacked them right up. Let's say they gave them 3 minutes. 3 minutes, 60-minute hours, that'd be 20 speakers. They heard from 40 of the 50 people. Well, interesting new dynamic was that this committee presented was with the opportunity for legislators to respond directly to the people advocating for or against the legislation. This, of course, all happening because 7 months ago, the Michigan Supreme Court gave a ruling stating that what the Republicans did back in the day, I believe it was 2018, adopt and amended citizen-led petition drives, collecting enough signatures to put it on the ballot for that November 2018 election, while the Republicans said, no, we'll just adopt these referendums and then we'll change them. Well, groups like Save My Tips and One Fair Wage held events and press conferences designed to promote their messages. 610 aprons on the Capitol steps for $15 minimum wage. Waitresses, bartenders saying, leave our tips alone. Unions, this is kind of interesting, unions saying no to tipped wage restoration. Why? Because they want the wages to be taxed, and they also want to represent these workers and make them become union members. If you're getting a minimum wage, you're not paying a whole lot of income tax on those minimum wages, the low ones, and you don't have enough provable income to be able to afford union dues. So the unions are against these bills. Another story, November 20th, 2024, One Fair Wage threatens political support to legislators. Minimum wage for waitstaff supporters, a consistent pay cut, or excuse me, paycheck, is worth a pay cut. That was written on December 2nd, 2024. Well, Republicans walked out of the lame duck session, bailed because the Speaker, Joe Tate, would not take up the restoration of the tipped wages. This now, first top priority for the Republicans. Here we are, basically the middle of January, and they're already having committee hearings on these bills. Sam Taub a one fair wage Michigan organizer and also supposedly a server who works in Hazel Park, said that he was there on behalf of Michigan restaurant workers who signed the petition to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour with tips on top of that. You see, these people are so stupid. I'm going to stop right there in the story. I'm going to opine personally. Me, myself, Trucker Randy, knowing that workers right now, traditionally for years, decades in Michigan, I don't know, it could go back 100 years as far as I know. We grew up watching our dads tip waitresses, waiters at restaurants. My dad died when I was 8 years old. But I already knew from my dad that whenever he looked at a bill, he asked me, Randy, what's 20% of this bill? Why? Because he knew they were paying the workers, the wait staff, a very low minimum wage. Back in the day when I was young, 8 years old, I don't know, $1.75 an hour. The majority of their income came from their tips. So I would look at the bill, and my dad taught me a very simple way to do 20% tips. He said, Randy, if you look at the bill, where's the decimal point? Well, Dad, the bill for the four of us here is $40. We went out to a small, nice restaurant back in 1965, 1966. Had a really nice dinner, $40 for the four of us. Well, he said, move the decimal point over one to the left. So 40.00 became 4.000. I said, okay. He said, that's 10%. $4 is 10% of 40. Oh, okay. He said, now double it. $4, Dad? Yeah, double that. What is 4 times 2? Well, I knew that. You know, I was 8 years old. I knew my multiplication tables. Well, 4 times 2, Dad, is 8. Well, on a $40 check, you can leave an $8 tip. Dad would lay a $50 bill on the check and ask for $2 back. And he goes, that's how you give a 20% tip. Sometimes, if the waitress was really nice and did a really great job for us, Dad would give her the extra $2. He'd give her a $10 tip on $40. So here's the point. This is how all of us have been doing this forever in the state of Michigan. But the waiters of the one fair wage claim that they would rather have a guaranteed minimum wage of $15 an hour plus tips on top of that. Well, guess what? If they're getting paid $15 an hour, I'm not going to leave them 20%. Personally, what do I do right now under the old method, the old way of doing things, especially after the China virus? I give them 25 or 30%. If they're really good, I tip them well. Under this new concept, higher minimum wage? Nope. You know what I'm going to do? Maybe 5%. Maybe 10% if they're really, really good. So Dad's way of teaching me when I was 8 years old, move the decimal point over one, I'm going to do that. If it's an $80 bill, I'll move it over one. It's $8. You're getting $8 from me. Your tips are going down. I'm just telling it like it is, folks. I'm being honest. If they're making $15 an hour to be in the building, even during slow times, the owners of the restaurants got to pay these people $15. I'm giving them 10% at best. I'm going to tithe to them just like I tithe to church. You're getting 10%. These people are idiots. Well, Taub went on to say, servers deserve to have their wages paid by their employer rather than by customers. He said that the tip wage system puts servers in a position to accept harassment so that they can get paid, adding that the restaurant industry sees a high rate of sexual assault. Are you kidding me? You're an idiot. Sexual assault? I'll tell you where maybe that's coming from. Some waitresses who put on their perfume, their makeup, their earrings, and undo a few buttons on their shirt, show a little cleavage. You think there might be some sexual harassment, sexual assaults? You're an idiot. You're an absolute idiot. Pubs went on to say one such incident, he, Sam, was called a bitch for asking customers for their IDs since they were ordering alcohol. Sam? Is this Samantha or is this Samuel? What is Sam standing for? Are you a woman or a man? And he used the word, quote, bitch in the story. State Representative Angela Regas listed instances where tip credit elimination caused job losses and businesses to close. How can you sit here and lecture servers and restaurant owners when nationally, I have to say, the elimination of the tip credit has been an absolute failure nationwide? According to recent surveys, 1 in 5 restaurants will close their businesses. And maybe the location you work at will be one of them if this doesn't get addressed. Angela Riga should know, prior to being a state representative, you know what she was? A beautician. She used to cut hair. She was really good at it. Started out cutting her husband and her kids' hair, got trained, went to school for cosmetology, opened her own hair salon. She got a ton of tips when she was in business. Charged $10 for a haircut, guys would give her 15. These people are idiots, absolute idiots. Well, let's get the union involved in this. Ryan Seabolt, Director of Government Affairs for Michigan AFL-CIO, testified in opposition to the bills. He said HB 4001 is a pay cut to the members' constituents for the pay increases that were mandated by the Michigan Supreme Court ruling. If you vote for this bill, you're going to be voting for a pay cut to your constituents. Sounds like he's lobbying for them to become union members to get union representation to negotiate even higher wages. Honestly, Ryan, I don't care what the union AFL-CIO thinks about this situation. You don't fix it. Restaurants are going to close. Waiters, waitresses are going to be cut. It's that simple. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions.